Hello, it's July 2018, and welcome to the Syrian Year Phase 7, the last phase, and also the new Syrian Year, the first phase. I'm Ginger Chalford Metro, your mystic professor. In this issue of my newsletter, I am including a whole seminar on how to take the huge evolutionary leap that is available to you now. This is the biggest consciousness opportunity, perhaps, in our lifetimes. I'm also addressing messages from the sky about the eclipses, astro hints about the future, and how to deal with Mercury retrograde going on now. And what's so huge, too, is that this is the time to choose your future and get on your dream future track. I'll share with you exactly how to do that. And finally, I'm discussing how our evolution requires a lifting out of what I call the dark masculine and dark feminine. Since in our dream future, the light masculine and light feminine are in balance, creating a foundation for all humanity, as well as us, to live in the new world. I explain how to make that shift yourself and also provide, but only in writing, two strategies. There are articles on how to identify the dark and step into the light. I'll have those, I'll have the URLs for those later on in the newsletter, and you can copy that and go and read those at your convenience. So, okay, let's begin and get into all this juicy stuff. Endings and beginnings. The seventh and the first Syrian phase combine. This year begins where it ends, and it ends where it begins. You have completed a total spiral of your personal evolution into a greater you now than the you who entered the vortex last July in 2017. You now begin at a new higher octave on the spiritual growth spiral, being initiated into the next level or dimension of your self-awareness. This seventh phase of the Syrian year and the first phase of the new Syrian year both take place through the sun signs of Leo and Virgo. During this overlap, you can take flight. You can take the great leap you came to this planet to experience. The Syrian year, starting in late July, has been special in planetary evolution, and especially this year, because you've been pushing the boundaries of the consensus reality, the collective, and finding the you that is greater beyond that, the you of destiny. You're pushing beyond 3D, into 5D, and dreaming a new world that is of greater dimensionality than ever before. We first wavers have crossed through the portal, and we're on the new track to our greater dreams. You can see that your self-image is more confident, greater than before. Keep expanding it and identifying more and more with the greater self so you won't fall prey to the test. For info on the test, I've written an article that's on the GreaterSelfProcess.com site where you can click on articles and scan down and then click on the test and read exactly how to deal with that, because every time you grow, you get a new level of test. And it's not really a test, but you'll find out how to deal with and sustain your growth. But now, your greater identity, you know, part of our greater mission and destiny requires that we stop identifying with our past, but instead with the future we're creating. Our identity must no longer come from family, community, nation, gender, age, appearance, and/or traditions. We can no longer identify who we are by who we have been, our inner child or our inner adolescent self. I'm not suggesting that you dump your kin or your community of origin. Love them, enjoy them, but love your spiritual family members just as much. Those are the people you're moving into the new future with. They may include some birth family relatives, but more likely, they're friends and spiritual brothers and sisters. We all now must shift to the greater identity of the person of mission that we are now, a spiritual being who has come from the stars, Sirius, the Pleiades, Orion, and other star systems. You see, we evolved to a high state elsewhere in the universe, and then we, in our power, chose to come to Earth to experience physicality, and also to help humanity here move on to the life track that I call the dream future. yes, we chose to come here and be here now at this pivotal time. You did that. Acknowledge it. You were powerful enough to have chosen that, and here you are having created a marvelous dream for yourself, creating a life for yourself, and here at this point, ready to go forward. We're all living a dream now we have created, although we've done it unconsciously, and the opportunity now is to create it consciously. The energies are supporting this powerful leap of consciousness. You're awake now. You cannot go back to what has been or to who you used to be, and don't wish for the past or for a fantasy of the future. Be here now and become the divine being you are, while at the same time living in a limited body that is having experiences on planet Earth. You and I will also bring the world along with us. And since evolution is a process, we will always be more of who we truly are, greater, more divine, always more, forever and ever, lifting into the greater love and light. Now, at the conclusion of the Sirian year, it's time for evaluation. I have found it useful to reflect as the seventh phase closes. Look back throughout the year just past. Who were you last year at this time? Feel within yourself how much more you have become. Acknowledge what additional awareness about yourself you have gained in this most powerful and amazing year of destiny. As yourself, ask yourself some questions and truly listen to how you answer them. Listen to the you who answers them with love and wisdom. The you who you are now. What have you learned about who you are and what you're here to do in this past year? What have you learned about how the universe supports and reflects you? What have you learned about who is reliable and trustworthy, who you can trust and who you can't? What have you learned about who to align with and who to detach yourself from? What have you discovered about your inner self's secret dreams and visions of your ideal future you? The seventh phase shows you what you have created, what life you have manifested, chose, created, from the initiation given to you at this time last year. That growth of awareness, the self-image you've developed, and the understanding you have now is within you, completely integrated, automatic, and natural. You're much greater than you were 12 months ago. The greater self now to the lesser self you were. You're solidly in a more confident and expanded place, accepting yourself more than before. Acknowledge this. Maybe you want to say, no, Ginger, I haven't gotten there yet. I need to remind myself more, achieve more, be more, do more. If so, let me remind you, you're not on a journey of perfection with a definite goal, but a journey of self-discovery and love. Go easy on yourself. Laugh. But if you say, I knew it all along, I was this bright light. I am discovering it, but I want more. I want more joy, more happiness, more success. If I'm this evolved, why aren't I rich, beloved, and fully healthy by now? I answer you with this. Don't fall for the outer world's reflection of you. Don't give your power away to the trappings of your reality. The feedback that you aren't as successful as you want to be is only a message from your universe. It's there only to guide you to change what you don't want within yourself any longer, such as limiting beliefs, negative mind talk, and dark choices. You're more powerful than the feedback. In fact, you're more powerful than ever. You are more successful now, and this year, you're lifting beyond the mainstream collective reality. On the other side of this lifting, you will be able to more easily manifest things, you know, material things, provided you aren't overly attached to them. And you're not attached so much to your ego facade, which could cause you to fall back into the limitations of the collective. If you identify with your ego facade, you basically give your success over to the ego, you'll crash. During this lifting, you may encounter a lot of stress, but that's a necessary chaos of change. Don't get embroiled in your suffering. Don't focus on solving the problems you have and the world's problems. Look instead to the future you choose. I'll share a lot about that soon. Keep programming your new world life. It's coming. Whatever responses you've noticed to the year just ending, Feel them and own them as coming from within you. But please don't let the inner slave driver tell you you're not enough, not good enough, and that you haven't done enough, achieved enough, or grown enough. You are enough, and you're ready. Remember, we all have our unique tempo and rhythm of growing into our greater self. Yours is just right for you. Love yourself for all that you have experienced this past year. Value your insights and even your stressful experiences, for they are building you to be stronger and more powerful in your being, tempering your excesses and expanding your creative potential. While the old year has formed a platform for you, a spiritual bottom line that you will never erode now, you've moved into the new Sirian year, phase one. You're leaping into the vortex that opens the space and the opportunity for more wondrous experiences of your greater self as you acknowledge that you're a powerful reality creator. You're starting a new cycle of becoming, receiving more gifts such as the initiation into a greater energy, into a greater vibration, expanding your self-image further towards the divine consciousness that is you. How exciting this time is. 2018 is a key year that you chose to come for and a key time of the great shift as you enter into your own new world. When you go to bed at night, ask your higher self and guides to download into you your greater gifts and higher frequencies so that you can move forward according to your truth, your love, and your passion. Time now moves in its evolving cyclic rhythm and has brought you to a greater and higher level spiral. Up to the fall equinox now, you'll have more opportunity to dream, imagine, create, and manifest. And that will extend and flow forward throughout the next 12 months. It's a magical year ahead, indeed. Astronomical events and feedback. And just as last year, this phase one is also marked by eclipses. A solar eclipse on July 12th at 20 degrees Cancer, and then a total lunar eclipse on July 27th at 4 Aquarius. On top of this, there's a partial solar eclipse on August 11th at 18 Leo. Now, that reflects a lot of action going on. Well, you knew that. The world's going through transformational changes, and that's not just people, but the ecosystem and all the plant and animal families populating it. Eclipses like these are a great kickoff for the vortex opening and the initiation of this new Sirian year. Having been a professional astrologer and noticing the messages of eclipses for decades, I have to remind the layperson of a very basic rule. Astrology does not influence you or impact you. Astrological phenomena reflects you, and it reflects your world, your culture, your consensus, mainstream reality. Eclipses, transits, and progressions are markers of certain energies and themes, depending on the planet and sign involved, showing up in your reality, and they tell you what is going on in your unconscious mind, that is, the collective unconscious. Now, this term was coined by Carl Gustav Jung, who himself was an astrologer. You are moving beyond the collective. You see, when you evolve beyond the collective, which is what you have the opportunity to do this year, or right now, and which I can see that I am doing as well, these reflections and messages may no longer have much significance for you. The greater in consciousness you become, the less you feel the huge energy consciousness shifts that occur on these astronomical events. You can feel the energies, you just don't have to feel compelled or moved by them to experience difficulties or grow through any discomfort. I tell you what I've noticed. It's easier than ever to sense the energies and to respond to them as an empowered person, and I wish that for you too. So therefore, as you step more and more into your greater self, always expanding and growing, you're choosing not only your own path in alignment with your power and destiny, but you are a leader of the collective, bringing it forth, this new collective, into the new world. Yes, that's right. The collective is no longer leading you. You are the harbinger of the new world. So whatever you want to get from astrology or however you wish to respond is up to you. I will say that astrology gives you an insight into some of the collective energies going on. So when you see those happening, you can know how to respond to the external mainstream reality events. Astro hints. That said, let's look at the hints. For the collective, and those still in its sway to whatever extent you and I may still be, there are signs of stress ahead for the USA. I apologize to those living outside the USA. I'm sure there are astrologers online who are talking about your country's planetary messages. The elections in November 2018 are marked by Saturn transiting opposite the USA's natal Jupiter. This is a real wet blanket to usual exuberant USA energy and a dampener to U.S. prosperity. So a lot of people are going to be distressed with the outcomes, and there may be a significant economic reaction in the marketplace. We've already seen the chaos, confusion, and fake news, the hidden things coming to light, and sneaky stuff going on behind the scenes that comes with transiting Neptune in the 10th house. The 10th house is our national self-image, and we've been seeing this for over a year now. We will continue to see it. And here's the kicker. Pluto, planet of transformation, destruction, and transcendence, is moving into the 8th house of death in the USA Gemini rising chart. Before it does that, the first eclipse on the 12th, that 20 degrees of Cancer, is exactly opposite Pluto. So this presents a huge challenging theme that the USA collective is addressing, a transformational theme. To have an eclipse degree point exactly opposite transiting Pluto is a huge transformational, transcendent theme for everyone in the world as well. Now, don't worry. Remember, going through the great shift right now into the new world is pretty transcendental. Claim it for your future and release the intense energies of change. Whew! Now, Trump, too. And since so many people's attention is on Donald Trump, it's worth noting that he, a total collective persona, not at all transcendent to the new world, will be getting some heavy hits of themes. He could be getting health issues, as the eclipse on the 27th is right on his house of health. Saturn transiting his fifth house of relationships and love could signal problems with his wife and mistresses. Well, we already knew about all that. And the August 11th eclipse falls into his 12th house, where he could shoot himself in his own foot. Maybe he won't be protected and defended by everyone as he already has been. Maybe the Teflon president will actually screw himself up. The drama continues. And now, infamous Mercury retrograde. Of all the collective energies that I see reflected impactfully in everyday life, and especially with Virgos and Geminis, the top award has to go to Mercury retrograde. This happens when Mercury looks like it's going backwards in the sky. Now, that's an illusion, but during this time, usually within a three-week period and perhaps up to three times a year, common things such as travel, technology, contracts, attention, appointments, and all sorts of other Mercury things can seem to go backwards too. The dates for this period's Mercury retrograde is July 26th to August 19th, so it's already in effect. So be careful to stay out of spacing out, as you would have more difficulty communicating, asking and figuring out what is that word you were wanting to say. You could be scattered, lose focus, lose things, forget appointments, or have lots of distractions show up. There can be problems with short or long-term travel, contract disputes, and difficulty with technology. I know many people whose computers choose Mercury retrograde as their best time to crash. The key here is to be patient, stay aware and on focus, receive your inner messages and whispers from your reality proactively, rather than having to do it once something aggravating has happened. And don't take things seriously, because when stuff doesn't go as planned, your best response is to laugh about it. As you do, know that all will turn out okay and things are moving forward according to plan. And that's even if you have no clue what the plan is. When you hold this attitude during Mercury retrograde, and indeed every day, you're positioned to handle crisis and changes way more elegantly with better ultimate outcomes. The traditional recommendations during a Mercury retrograde is not to do a lot of long-distance traveling because hotel reservations and such could get lost or there could be confusions and setbacks. Also, it's recommended that you not sign contractual agreements, since there could be hidden sabotaging clause in it that you miss, or the case of buying a house to live in, you may not stay there long and there could be unexpected problems showing up, like repairs. And don't buy your latest techie equipment, your phone, sound system, computer, etc. If you're in your greater self, you may experience no Mercury retrograde effects at all. But you may see others go through them. In that case, tell them to laugh. No, all is going according to their divine plan. And don't worry, it'll all turn out okay. An astrological look in your own natal chart. As I want to emphasize, there are a lot of challenging themes showing up now. But you're ready for them. So it's really important now for you to lift beyond the collective as you and I and all the light workers build our heart force. Because we have plenty of love and healing work to do for ourselves and the world. Maybe you'd like to look at the three eclipses and transits going on as providing messages and info to you personally. Perhaps they will offer keys to where you've blocked yourself from moving into your own new world and getting onto the dream future track. Where in your chart do you have the signs of Cancer, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Leo? These are the most activated, and the transits may be hitting an important degree or aspect for you. If you want to know more and really get into the juicy stuff, check out the info from these great astrologers online. One is Heather Ensworth, E-N-S-W-O-R-T-H. And you can go to YouTube and you can find Heather Ensworth on video talking about the eclipse. Then also check out Belinda Dunn in her view on eclipses and Mercury retrograde. Now, to find Belinda, you go to crystalvisionsbooks.com/Belinda-Dunn, D-U-N-N. Then another astrologer who puts out fabulous astro updates as well is Lori Johnson. Just plug into www.LoriJohnsonPsychic.com and sign up for her updates. Now, I didn't find a discussion on the eclipses this time, but you can find a lot in her blog on Mercury retrograde and all the stuff going on. And you'll get more notices and more descriptions of the inside scoop and depth of every major astrological event. And finally, check out We Moon. That's spelled W-E apostrophe moon. It's a woman's pagan astrological and creative arts calendar. Sign up for their newsletters with astro info at mothertongue@wemoon.ws. And get their yearly calendar with beautiful and uplifting artwork from the talented women that contribute to the year's beauty. Recommendation, if you're curious as to how all of this astrology stuff applies to you, I'd recommend you get a reading by an experienced holistic spiritual astrologer. If you don't know one, look up the NCGR, that's an astrological association, at www.geocosmic.org. And find an astrologer in their listing whose reference info interests you or who lives near you if you must visit in person. Now, on to the three futures, the choice point to create your new world. This is a split year. It's time to choose with your power and deliberation to move towards a future of your choice, your dream future. Now, there are an infinite number of futures available to you in possibility, but the essence of them can be narrowed down to just three broad directions: the nightmare future, the mediocre future, and the dream future. You can pretty much tell what these futures are about just by hearing what I call them. Of course, I know you don't want the nightmare future or even the mediocre future. You want to move towards your dream future. But know this, the dream future isn't about achieving financial success and living an adventurous lifestyle of the rich and famous, as all the financial New Age gurus would have you believe. Money is not what you're really after. You really want to live a new life as the greater you, in joy, happiness, love, connection to the divine, beauty, freedom, empowerment, and yes, success. You want people you love with you. You want to belong to a community of like-minded people. You want access to beauty and nature. You want to depend on your reality, to lean into a happy reality and feel safe in your world. You want to allow your universe, your reality, to lovingly support you, as it wants to do. But you may be fooled into thinking you're moving towards your dream future when in actuality you're headed for the nightmare or the mediocre future. If you belong with a bunch of people and they're headed into the future, you may follow them to feel the power of community and belong. But you have to pay attention. Where exactly are they going? Is that really where you want to go to? The sense of belonging can obscure your life direction this way, and you may not really look closely at what you want when your choices are dominated by the choices of your friends, your partner, your family, your community. That's why the nightmare future may even feel positive at this point, and the mediocre future may look safe and secure. So pay attention. That's why I want to especially detail the nightmare future for you. I certainly don't want you to identify with those who are on that track. Now, the nightmare future is one of war, violence, separation, loneliness, extreme competition, struggle, and suffering. And this is the essence of what I call the dark masculine. Continuous conflict and pain, I call the dark feminine, wears one down internally. So, between the two of them, basic survival, mental, emotional, and physical, is the focus of life. Look around the world. There are millions, perhaps billions, who live in their nightmare right now. The ones determining this life for others are usually young men or old men in suits who are rebelling against the social order or seeking to liberate others from controlling and dominating authoritarians, but they want to be authoritarians themselves. You see, they feel justified in using manipulation and violence in the achievement of their goal and the vision of the futures that they, not the oligarchs, political leaders, or government, will determine what's important. They will be in charge. If you're excited about a political movement that will land you on top, and everyone will have to live by your rules or lifestyle, you're heading into a nightmare future. Every one of the suffering places in the world was created by this belonging of the mob rule. This, quote, my tribe versus their tribe, end quote, mentality. And those fighting to be on top, destroying their enemies, they're willing to make others suffer. They're willing to crash their own economies and infrastructure, too. Witness the riots in which the rioters loot and burn local businesses that support them. And see how these factional wars can turn whole cities into rubble. There's often a glee over every victory where the other must suffer. This duality, extreme destructiveness, and separation is at the root of the nightmare future. In this future, one's focus will be on living another day and not paying attention to the survival of the earth or even of civilization. Now, that sounds bad enough, but the main reason that this is the nightmare future is that life on the earth is going extinct if people allow the private interests to continue to exploit and destroy nature. We, too, are nature. And as nature gets more and more imbalanced and unable to recover, drought, famine, and rampant disease will take people out. Even with the horrors of all this going on, people will not band together to help each other and the earth. Instead, they will fight over the scarce resources left and grab whatever they can. Let the others starve. You see, this is the worst, the darkest, and bleakest reality, even beyond dystopia. I'd call it a no-topia. And you can be fooled in belonging to the group that heads in this direction. So ask yourself, is your tribe willing for others to suffer and die? Is your tribe ignoring the earth and her resources? Allowing the oligarchies to have more and more control over government, nations, and territory under the seemingly innocuous guise of business first, of economic prosperity? The mediocre future is one of continued ordinariness. Of playing it safe, conformity, following others, some progress and then some setbacks and always effort. You already know this one intimately from your past, and it's dull, boring, and routine, although at times it can be very pleasant. It's a small life, not in terms of money or material things necessarily, but in terms of creativity and happiness and celebration of love. You're missing that in the mediocre future. Since there are bright spots here and there, and you have hope that the future may pan out great after all, you may be living on this track right now. But you see, you don't really want this one either, because humdrum is the future and it's not great. To get on this track, you have to identify also with being wounded and traumatized in your past and thus held back and afraid of being hurt and devastated again in the future. You desperately desire safety and security. If you can get that, you feel you'll be okay. You'll survive okay. All choices you make will be fear choices made to forestall or deny change, loss, or rejection, aimed to make you secure. You're burdened with duties and obligations, and you're waiting for things to improve. You don't feel powerful, but you hope that somehow you'll get a break. You believe that to be happy and successful, you have to be able to get out there and compete relentlessly, be a workaholic. But you don't really want to be that kind of striver. So you settle for what you can get and stay there. If you fall into this kind of low-energy belief system, you're on track to the mediocre future. And so now, to the dream future. This is a life lived in love, empowerment, freedom, creativity, joy, celebration, beauty, belonging, inclusion, safety for all, harmony between people, and caring for Mother Earth and all creatures. When you live here, you live and move in a momentum of magic, fun, and adventure, sharing life with others and having a sweet and loving network of great people. You have fun and adventure, feeling gratitude for the amazing support and love your personal reality, also known as your universe, is bringing you. You may or may not have a lot of money. Either way, money doesn't define true success anyway, nor does it necessarily bring the grand happiness of the dream future, which is more about who you are than what you have. You have wonderful people to love. You radiate your love and truth to others. You are heard, accepted, and you hear others and accept them. You trust your divine plan. So you don't live all your life worrying about bills or what others think of you, but exploring doing what your heart truly wants and living according to your joy. So now, check in with yourself. Are you headed for the positive and light dream future, the so-so mediocre future, or the dark nightmare future? Do you feel a sense of purpose and belonging and identifying with dominators who are willing to make changes, even if they appear to be positive changes? By violence or threats of violence, do you envision a world in which your way, your tribe will rule? Do you make your choices from fear of loss, fear of being left out, fear of being hurt, punished, attacked, rejected, or abandoned? Do you have the courage to step into the unknown and reveal your own inner power, love, beauty, and vision? You see, it's time. The split is happening. Even if you have been avoiding accepting your beauty, your light, and your mission and purpose, please do that now. Choose to activate your inner power and truth now. Choose which future you're going to actively move towards. The paradox. And then there's this paradox. The track you choose to move forth upon will determine not only how your life goes, but how your entire reality and the whole world will go. Many people get confused with this idea that people can choose for themselves and simultaneously change the world. If you're one of them, I understand totally, because the idea of being at the level of creatorship where you can determine both your life and the world exists beyond 3D and 4D. 4D is time, space. It lies in 5D and beyond. 5D is the imaginal realm. Now, this is a tough paradox to resolve, especially because a daily life you certainly doesn't see how you're creating the world, much less how you're doing a great job of manifesting that fabulous grand personal life. And the world, well, is too big to control. But that's the mundane you. So step out of your mundane you into the transdimensional greater you. Look at life differently from a higher perspective. When you do, you'll see that it's all yours. This whole reality is your reality that you have co-created with your divine team, and every part of this reality is working for your benefit, to wake you up, to show you who you are, and to allow you to choose your reality. This is key. And the keys to choosing the dream future is, number one, your point level of conscious awareness. In other words, the key to reality creation is your perception of yourself, as indeed your whole spiritual path is about discovering and owning who you really are, the light being the reality creator. One wise teacher said, the path is you. When you look closely at yourself, curious, like in an experiment, you'll discover your true self layer by layer. Don't review yourself from a judgmental viewpoint or with some kind of agenda about you. Do it as if you're simply curious about what goes on inside your psyche. Be easy with yourself. Don't hide anything from yourself or exaggerate some things to get to a desired self-image you already hold that you intend to keep validated. Number two, key number two, ego interference. If you hold any opinions about yourself that aren't true, you tend to be stuck in your negative or sabotaging ego. This keeps you from accessing your inner knowing, your truth. I do a lot of muscle testing, and I found that my muscle testing is screwy when I have a need for a specific outcome or I already want a certain outcome. This is ego interference and can also happen when I'm afraid that the testing will turn out a particular way. For example, I found that I cannot test from the point of view of my inner hypochondriac, especially if I want my body to give me a diagnosis of whatever is ailing me. I must first dismantle or stop the hypochondria, the fear, and then step into my greater detached perspective. It's that greater self again, and test as if I am simply a curious friend of myself. My body also doesn't know what diseases are. I cannot find out if I have cancer, heart disease, or any other condition because the body doesn't think in terms of diagnoses or diseases. It will tell me what is wrong and even how to fix it if I'm in the correct head state and ask the questions in the right way. But I cannot nail down an organic psychic organism like my body into a linear fixed box of a diagnosis. I think this issue is why most people cannot muscle test themselves successfully. It takes practice getting the attitude correct and the ego out of the way. I recommend that you practice using this light, curious, and friendly attitude, even if you don't learn muscle testing, or if you don't already know how to access your information storehouse consciously. Now back to the negative ego. It wants to control, dominate, and always, always be right. It wants you to feel better than others, and it rationalizes that when you aren't successful, it's probably other people's fault, and you're far more morally superior or noble anyway to be like those negative others. You're entitled to way more than you're getting, and one day you will triumph and those other people will be jealous of you. That's just the typical ego, scenario, okay? If you have ever had this kind of thinking, your ego may still be lurking and waiting for its opportunity to take you over. Be aware of the negative ego games. Don't confuse it with your positive ego, thinking that puffing yourself up with positive thinking, huff and puff, is a good thing. Your negative ego is immature, weak, and insecure. It takes everything personally. It's also naive and simple-minded. It's ignorant of the contexts and nuances that matter the most. For more information on the negative ego, please read the article that I posted again, on the GreaterSelfProcess.com site, called Healing Your Inner Saboteurs. You see, the ego comes from a place of insecurity and weakness. And the ego wants you to fulfill the dark masculine reality of competing successfully, controlling your life, and looking successful to others. And it especially always wants to be on the winning side of a battle or sports competition, and you're the hero or heroine. But in addition to the tough outer facade, the ego also wants you to fulfill the dark feminine reality of feeling never good enough and fixing yourself endlessly or slamming yourself for your failures. It demands that you perform or do more than before and do it better and faster. You can't rest until you achieve, says the slave driver. In alignment with the ego, always taking things personally, you think that if you hide from the world, you can be safe. Key number 3, the ability to self-reflect. Self-discovery starts with self-reflection, done from this friendly attitude towards yourself. Then you will get revelations of great understandings about you and your life. Your manifestation potential expands enormously, and you open up to receiving the gifts, magics, and miracles of the divine. If you find anything in your psyche that is unfinished or you feel guilty about, forgive yourself thoroughly. If you're unfamiliar on how to do this or you don't feel you can, then bring in the divine, God, Goddess, your higher self, soul, or master teacher, or whoever, to forgive you and cleanse you. Or maybe, for the joy of it, do that and forgive yourself. So, to know where you stand on creating your future, look at yourself, evaluate your level of awareness. How conscious are you? How much of you do you see, love, and value? How much of you do you accept? Where you are on the scale, high love and value or low love and value, reveals your current point of consciousness. It also shows you how much power you have within you and where you are going. Destiny speaking. If you need assistance in learning the art of self-reflection, which tells you what's what in your unique life, find a good life coach or emotional healer to help you. If you don't know anyone, then contact Daniel the Healer, my husband, at 818-855-1377, and he can help you with this. Thus, what future you will have is determined by what life track you are on, and your life track is determined by how much love and value you have for you, and how much love you radiate for all others, including plants, animals, nature, and humanity. So, what reality are you creating? What future is the brightest for you? Your inner self will show you, provided you see yourself clearly and get your ego out of the way. The evolution track from darkness to light. Right now on the planet, it's easy to see so many people suffering at the hands of violent, raging men, as well as so many people who have no place to go since their own countries have become intolerable. All people want love and peace, and they want a brighter future for their children, if not just for themselves. So how are people coerced and galvanized into war and destruction? It's not really natural for human behavior. Bruce Lipton and Steve Behrman, in their book Spontaneous Evolution, call it a dominator virus. That is, it's learned and established in the collective unconscious mind of the human race. Once there, people can be easily victimized by the collective, the culture, the governments, and the petty tyrants in their lives. Lipton and Behrman also share a story from decades ago that illustrates the power of the collective reality. Nazi leader Hermann Göring acknowledged this program of the masses quite plainly at the Nuremberg trials when he testified. Naturally, he said, the common people don't want war. But, after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked, and denounce the peacemakers for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country. You see, this is the essence of the nightmare future. He hit the nail right on the head. Where leaders bring along their followers to destroy and fight. It's a darkness where strongmen, dictators, or emperors discount and toss away the lives of their citizens to prop up their own ego. And the oligarchy, that is highly positioned wealthy families who are into banking or oil or gas, and corporate leaders who exploit the environment for their profit and leave it poisoned, barren, and lifeless, as well as political leaders who manipulate and dominate immorally through corruption to have everything they want for their children, but for no other children. Control. Dominate. They're the ones with the dominator virus. You see, power and wealth is concentrated at the top. And the oligarchs may pay lip service to democracy, but behind the scenes they're taking all the resources from the people. This is a foundation and basis of violent revolution and overthrow of governments by rebel or religious factions throughout the ages. And more chillingly, this is the essence of the dark masculine energy, which is reaching an apex at this time. The more a reality approximates a nightmare, the more you will see the dark masculine and dark feminine in full force. Okay? Now, you see the evolution we're going through is to heal the dark masculine and dark feminine within ourselves and then develop the light masculine and light feminine so that we're in harmony, balance, and light. This is the essence of this evolutional leap. This is the essence of this new world that is coming in. This requires that the dark sides pass away, dissolve, and heal. They must die so that the light sides may grow. This death is being preceded with a chaos of pain, dramatic change, violence, and destruction. As a spiritual being, you probably don't like the idea of destruction and violence, but your collective, that is the consensus mainstream reality in your culture and in cultures around the world, altogether hold a common ancient mythology, a common old story. That is, destruction must happen before the new can be born. Look at your own life. Often something has to be destroyed or a path has to be blocked before you find the path you need to be on. It's similar here in the world, not only for you, but for everybody. So witness the destruction going on, the violence, hate, fear, rage, and terror. This is that old story, that old mythology happening now. So it's more important than ever to get onto and stay on the dream future track so you can lift out of the chaos and pain and bring the world along with you. Identify the dark masculine and feminine. I don't expect that you're aligned with the dark masculine, but I want you to be able to identify it. In order to make the shift, you need to know how to identify it as well as a dark feminine so that you can move into the light sides of both. This takes you to the dream future. Remember, all human beings have both masculine and feminine energies in their makeup, and that means that everyone experiences both dark sides and has access to both light sides. You may be able to identify the dark sides in your personal life and see it in world situations. Congratulations if you can. This is often not easy. Media and marketing can make even the most horrible options look good. Once you can see and feel the energies, you can shift into the light sides consciously. To help you do this, I've put together an article to help you identify all four, the two darks, masculine and feminine, and the two lights, masculine and feminine. And I include a strategy that enables you to shift from any dark space to the light space immediately. So check it out at thegreaterselfprocess.com/dark to light, or just simply click on articles and scroll down to dark, from dark to light. How to get out of the collective dark masculine and feminine is the next point. I don't mean to offend you if you're a Trump supporter, but Trump is the embodiment of the most intense dark masculine leader at its most fierce. He's a strong man, a bully, a dictator. He's sexist and racist. He's greedy. He requires loyalty to his every word, and he demonstrates his self-aggrandizing ego facade. Exploiting the earth for corporate profit, starting trade wars that hurt workers and farmers and exporters, mostly his supporters, buddying up to other strong men, or persecuting others such as immigrants and darker-skinned folks. His actions only support the oligarchy and his own financial interests. He's got great marketing, however. The strategy comes straight out of the Nazi playbook. Trump and other strong men all around the world use fear to keep people circling the wagons to protect him and their culture. When you start to fear and worry and wring your hands, you're living in your limbic or reptilian brain, and you're not using your reasoning brain. You're easily manipulated and led along like lemmings over the cliff. For your spiritual evolution, I implore you to step back from the politics that give all benefits to the oligarchy and take the resources from the people. You'll think that you will win someday, even if you're aligned with that dark masculine. But you won't. This destruction only invites more violence and destruction. If you don't leave the hate and rage tribe, your future will be your destruction. You will live in a survival of the fittest Mad Max dystopia with massive scarcity. It's already started in many nations. Please don't go there. Step back. Don't identify with Trump and his minions, even if you can see how he's fulfilling the mythology required to bring in the new world. That is, his way is his. This mythology is the destruction that precedes the new world. His way, though, is not a spiritual evolutionary's way. It's not a way of love and light. It's the old way. The nightmare future will branch off from us who are on the mediocre and dream future tracks. It will go down into the darkness, and we will watch it without being part of it, without being drawn down into it and dying in it. In the nightmare future, the earth will cease being able to produce crops. There are already excessive crop failures going on around the planet. And what happens when the soil no longer works, when it's poisoned and dead? The human race will die too. You won't see this part because you'll be moving forward and upwards, and that will be all you will see in your reality. Your earth will be fine, okay? Because you're going to be on the dream future track. Now, but you may, you know, if you're a Trumpist or whatever, you may say, but what about Hillary and the DNC, the Democratic old guard? Aren't they corrupt? They definitely are. They're part of the dark masculine. However, her presidency would have continued what I call, quote, business as usual, end quote, with little progress. Well, women would have been uplifted, but they seem to be doing that themselves anyway. Hillary and the Democratic old guard were headed not for the nightmare future, but for the mediocre future, the same old, same old. The old systems of wealth at the top would remain. It would be hard to protect the earth and her ecosystems through all the political wrangling and demand for access to the earth's resources by the corporate lobbies. So neither candidate offered the dream future. However, Bernie Sanders at least alerted us all on the debilitating attack on our political system by the oligarchs that he referred to as the billionaires. This awareness has fortunately energized and activated people to bring power back to the people where it belongs. It'll be interesting to see what this progressive movement can do over the next few years as the light gets stronger and stronger, and the light will get stronger. The love will grow. You and I contracted for this before we came into this lifetime. Evolution is on our side. The positive energies available to us now are greater than ever before. The first step is waking up, making the template for ourselves, and then providing that for the world as well. And so now for the good news. Galexis, the group I channel, pointed out that upon the November 2016 elections, that Trump would expose and reveal the whole man code, the male chauvinistic, dark masculine to the world. And when all the corruption, destruction, manipulation, domination, and extremism comes to light, people will be moved to react. There's no more hiding away and ignoring what's what. People are waking up. They have to. So because of the extremism of Trump and the rise of other right-wing, nationalistic, strongman descendancies around the world, people in America will feel, and around the world, will feel compelled to seriously evaluate where they're heading. They will make the choice for one track or the other. This is good because more people will wake up and take action, especially on this most powerful and decisive spiritual year. They will see the split and they will choose their future. But this is bad because there will also be much damage done to people's lives and psyche in the next several years from all of this. And for many people, that damage will be irreversible. A new mythology, a new narrative is needed. It's time for a new myth, one of healing and working together rather than the one of destruction and fighting we've seen for so long and are watching in horror playing itself out now. Your personal mythology or story may also include destruction being required in order to change. You can change your personal story and clear that out, and you can release yourself from limiting beliefs. But most importantly, you must write a new narrative, a new mythology for you. Right now, the dark masculine is providing you with plenty of examples of dark narratives. They are often called conspiracy theories. While few politicians are paying attention to the destruction of the environment and the damage and death being done by corporations or what is harming the people, they're certainly focusing on all the narratives, the distractions, the craziness, so that you can recognize and shift out of the dark narratives. I'm including a short technique strategy for you to do this. Now, I'm including this as an article on the greaterselfprocess.com/darknarratives.html. So go to the Greater Self Process, click on articles, and scroll down to dark narratives. Okay? Another better future, the dream future. Let me emphasize, the dark masculine and the dark feminine are going to die. In our spiritual evolution, they'll be phased out, and the light masculine working in harmony where the light feminine will take its place. The new world, also known as the new age or the golden age, is the path to the dream future. In the dream future, we'll see harmony, oneness, diversity, many points of view, and appreciation and acceptance of all people. We'll experience peace, calm, happy families, good lives, and governments that are actually of the people, by the people, and, importantly, for the people. If you want to get into the dream future track, you must imagine this beautiful future that you want. Now, if this sounds like an impossible fantasy, you may be still held down by the dark narratives of the dark masculine and overwhelmed by the seeming futility of things that comes from the dark feminine. If the dark side seemed too powerful, too strong, and impossible to resist, and domination and control by the dark masculine looks total, stop. Step back. Even if you're tempted to feel powerless, helpless, and hopeless, falling deeper and deeper into the dark feminine, please don't let appearances fool you. You see, everything you're seeing is part of the illusion of the physical plane, and it's all happening in 3D. You're getting ready this year to take a leap of consciousness, a stretch of the imagination, a fifth-dimensional experience. Maybe you've already leaped. This leap leads to your transcendence. You're lifting above the downward spiraling collective consensus reality and into the path of light. This is what is also called ascension. In the coming months and years, you will be getting more and more glimpses of the power of the real. If you haven't already, You see, the higher the dimension you can touch, the greater your self-image, the more you can dream realities of a physical being. In other words, the fifth dimension is more real than 3D. Maybe you don't think the dream future is realistic or possible. That may be because you can't see how to get there from here in 3D. There's no linear or logical track between now and this future. Therefore, you must take the leap into 5D to connect the dots. Now, the dots are not in a line. They're not no sequence. They're all over the place. I know a lot of you experienced lucid dreams or visionary states in which things that could never possibly happen in 3D, things beyond time and space, and you felt that you've known that this was more real than your 3D mundane life. I have. And you know, I have a greater awareness of this reality dimension. And it's changed my life. It can change yours too. To get there, you have to stretch your imagination and allow the divine to connect you with the more real. I can talk more about how to do that in future postings, but I have no space to go into that now. So dream the future you want, a new world, a new life beyond the destruction and violence. Dream the oneness, the love, and the harmony. To do this, start inside yourself. Give up your dominator virus and lay down all those burdens that aren't yours. Give up control. Give up being right. Be free. Have the courage to be yourself. And embrace your greater self. You see, you're the remedy for the planet. This reality is an illusion, so dream up a new, better 5D illusion and step into it. Bring along those you love and the world. Together, our resonance will create the golden age. Okay? At the very least, you'll manifest the people and circumstances who will dream the golden age and bring it into being with you. The split is happening now. So now that you've evaluated all that I shared, where are you? What future are you heading towards? You see, your choice of where you put your attention or who or what you identify with and what principles you hold in your character determine your decision now at the split. Your attention is in the now. So it's wise to see now how much of the light masculine and light feminine you can perceive, see, imagine, and allow in your life. There's no probable dream future because it's for you to create. This dreaming is a big part of your destiny, what you're here to do. It's ending your slavery to the cycles of reincarnation, birth, and death. This is big. So to get to the dream future, you can start with dreaming the ideal future. Now, this expanded imaginal 5D future, you see, you have to go beyond 3D to imagine it. It can become your guideline, your directional signal beacon, lighting the way for you, showing you the path you want to take. When you get a connection to this ideal future, you can move forward by dreaming this piece and that piece of your ideal future for you personally. This will reflect in you, in your daily life, so you become happier and freer inside. Then your outer world will begin to reflect you more and more. As you maintain your sights on the ideal future, it will guide you to the dream future, and that you will be able to reach. You see, the Aquarian age is here now. You see, this current time is amazingly powerful. Do you remember hearing about the fabled Aquarian age? We're fully transitioned into it now. It's solidly and totally here. And the vision of the Aquarian Age is all about being part of the oneness while still maintaining uniqueness and special individual gifts. Social ranking and hierarchy are in the process of merging, because they're old, you know, the old school, into new ways that foster kindness and negotiation amongst people of all races, faiths, and ages. It no longer functions to create competition in the obsessive dog-eat-dog way, driven for money as we have now. People's motivation will not be for profit and material stuff, but for creativity, adventure, and for love, which is the true original motivation. This is the new age we heard about, the new world, the golden age. It's coming available now as we lift beyond the old collective into a new sharing and celebrating one. If you educate yourself about your energies and consciousness, you'll be able to ID not only the nightmare and mediocre futures when you see the signs, but also the Aquarian Age signs pointing to the dream future. You'll see the signs amongst people everywhere who love and give and share. And as you practice greater acceptance of all things, loving more actively, giving of your inspirations to others, you'll belong in that uplifting energy of the dream future more and more. Yes, it's time for you to teach, to be more visible, to learn how to give and care while not being trapped and unappreciated in the sacrificial martyrhood role. Get off your cross. Give freely with love and receive tremendous love energy in return. You'll be a citizen of the new world, bringing in the new age in your new life. You'll be solidly on the dream future track. So yes, you'll still see the mediocre and nightmare futures going on, but you'll be less connected to them over time. And as I said before, they will fade and die out. Your world will have transformed, you being the healing remedy. The collective is evolving now to that of egalitarianism. That's the root concept of the Aquarian Age. Here's the Wikipedia definition of the term. Egalitarianism, a school of thought that prioritizes equality for all people. Egalitarian doctrines maintain that all humans are equal in fundamental worth or social status. Is this just a pipe dream? You decide. It's your reality. You create it and you co-create it. What would you prefer, the dark or the light? Now, resources for the new template. If you'd like to imagine and dream your dream future for the world, I urge you to read Bruce Lipton and Steve Behrman, that's B-H-A-E-R-M-A-N, their book entitled Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future, and a Way to Get There from Here. For the metaphysician and future creator chooser, this is almost a must-read book. It lays out the blueprint of the dream future beyond political parties. And there's more for you. Have a listen to the following talk with True Human Solutions to Our Crazed Political System from George Monbiot. That's spelled M-O-N-B-I-O-T. George has written several books, the most recent of which is Out of the Wreckage, A New Politics for an Age of Crisis. In this talk, he shares a secret for planetary healing he discovered in the Bernie Sanders campaign. Even though he's Canadian, he understands a narrative that both the right and left have advanced and suggests a new one that takes humanity to the new world. Normally, I won't listen to long audio files or videos, but I was riveted for over an hour with his talk, with his inspiring ideas and strategies. What an amazing and sweet man he is, so lovely, compassionate, caring, and smart. I want his solution. You may want it too. So I'd suggest you go and to YouTube. It's youtube.com/watch?time/ continue equal 349 ampersand V equal V 1-9ZG 0CGNO. Now, maybe that won't get you there. So maybe what you do is you go to YouTube and just plug in George Monbiot and find one that's a little over an hour, and it's a talk that he gives at a university in Britain. Enjoy. Now, the Dream Future Project. Like these above, I'm collating resources for creating and building the dream future. I am channeling information about this ascension process we've stepped into, and I find it thrilling. You know, I invite you to join with me and share what you know, what you are finding, and what you are dreaming. You see, together, we can create a beautiful resonance of the future. And through the power of togetherness, we can create a new egalitarian consensus and dream for the world. I'll be sending out more on this future creation process later. But for now, feel free to share anything useful and positive that you'd like to share with me in the world. Anything that gives insight into creating a positive future or how others are creating beautiful futures. Write me at ginger@giniel.com. Thank you. Bless you.